Part 1. Summary and Review. Summary. The Shack is the story of Mackenzie Phillips, or Mac, whose daughter, Missy, is kidnapped on a camping trip and killed. Mac experiences a crisis of faith. God appears to Mac in the form of the Trinity and heals him. The book explores issues of grief, faith, evil, forgiveness, and God's presence in human lives. The book opens with a frame story by William Paul Young, writing as himself. Young says he is a friend of Mac and his family, including his wife Nan and their children, Josh, Kate, and Missy. Mac's father beat him, and Mac left home when he was young. The story opens with Mac snowbound at home in the Northwest. He receives a letter asking him to come to the shack that weekend, signed by Papa. Papa is the name that Nan uses to refer to God, with whom she has had a close and intimate relationship. Mac believes at first that the note is a cruel prank. He realizes that the shack refers to the place where evidence was found of his youngest daughter Missy's death. The previous summer, Mac took the children on a camping trip to Wallowa Lake in Oregon. While there, Kate and Josh had an accident in a canoe. Mac swam out to save them, leaving Missy behind. Kate got to safety by herself, and Mac managed to just barely save Josh. When he returned to shore, however, Missy was gone. Park authorities quickly determined that a serial killer, Little Lady Killer, had taken her. The police find a shack in the woods with evidence that Missy has been killed, though her body is not located. Mac is devastated and sinks into a depression he calls the Great Sadness. Josh and Nan handle the grief better, but Kate becomes very withdrawn. Mac is mistrustful of the letter and worries it may be a setup by the serial killer, but after consulting with Young, he decides to go to the shack in Young's truck and see if God is really there. He lies to his family about his plans, and while Nan, Josh, and Kate are away visiting relatives, he goes to the shack. When he arrives, the shack transforms from a ramshackle affair to a beautiful cottage surrounded by gardens and idyllic landscape. In the cottage, Mac meets God, who manifests in the three personifications of the Trinity. God, the Father, or Papa, is in the form of an African-American woman named Eloisa. Jesus is a Middle Eastern man who carries carpenter's tools. The Holy Spirit is in the form of an Asian woman named Sarayu. Mac has extended conversations with each part of the Trinity, and with Sophia, the personification of God's wisdom. He pulls weeds with Sarayu, who then explains to him that the garden they are tending is Mac's soul. That soul is a mess, Sarayu says,